when you're longtime rivals and you haven't met in a couple of years, you just can't wait to get back out onto the football field. And it's the Central Piedmont Conference opener as the 2-1 Mount Tabor Spartans take on the 2-1 West Forsyth Titans. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Jerry Peoples Stadium in Clemens. Mount Tabor in white jerseys and white pants tonight. They have navy blue numbers on the jerseys, outlined in gold. Navy blue helmets with the gold MT on the side of the helmet and a gold stripe going from front to back.
West Forsyth in the charcoal gray uniforms tonight. Charcoal gray jerseys, gray pants, gold numbers outlined in white. They have white helmets with the Titans script in green outlined in gold.
And the Spartans and Titans are underway here at the Village. Opening kickoff goes into the end zone for a touchback.
Have a nearly packed house here at the Village. Capacity of about 4,000. The near side stands pretty much full, and students are still making their way in. And a lot of those students dressed in togas for this event.
And on first down, he'll hand it off on a jet sweep. Jamarian Peterkin gets to the outside and into the secondary, across midfield, across the 40-yard line of West Forsyth, and finally shouldered down at the 35. Standing in the pistol formation, trip wide receivers out to the left on fourth and seven. Reeve Smith back to throw. Has time. Now the pocket breaks down. Looks, double pumps. Looks over the middle. Has a man complete. And across the 20-yard line down to the 17, he goes to his outlet receiver, Ryan Thiel, the tight end. And Thiel able to pick up 12 yards and pick up the big first down for the Spartans. On second and goal, handoff, Noah Marshall up the middle into the end zone. Touchdown, Mount Tabor. The Spartans strike first in this Central Piedmont Conference clash. Now Elliot Trin for the extra point. Right-footed kicker. It is up and it is good right down the middle. And with 7:19 to go in the first quarter, Mount Tabor off to a 7-0 lead on the road against West Forsyth. Van Cleek in the shotgun. Mount Tabor showing blitz. Here they come. Screen set up. It is tipped and intercepted by Mount Tabor. An underthrown pass, and getting in and making the pick is Makai James, the defensive end, who peeled back while the linebackers blitzed.
Turnovers have been a specialty for Mount Tabor during the last couple of years. They had a plus 22 turnover margin during their state title run last season. They already have their eighth takeaway in just over three games this year. They have a plus four turnover margin.
Second down and eight now for West Forsyth. Another run up the middle, and now getting into the secondary, Javonte Long across the 30, 40-yard line, and tripped up as he gets to the 43 and upended. Huge gain of 21 yards.
Van Cleek out of the shotgun on second and goal. Hand off Javonte Long up the middle, and he strolls his way into the end zone. Touchdown, West Forsyth.
Javonte Long, his fifth rushing touchdown of the season, and he made that one look easy.
Alejandro Morion, a 5'10", 160-pound junior, a former soccer kicker who just recently took up kicking a football and banged through a 50-yard field goal earlier this season against Oak Grove. This extra point is up and good from the right footer, and that is going to bring us to the end of the first quarter here in Clemens. Good one underway in this Central Piedmont Conference opener. Mount Tabor and West Forsyth tied at 7. Spartans start out with 2nd and 11 from the 36-yard line. They want to set up the bubble screen. They have Jamarian Peterkin. He steps away from a tackle. Inside the 30, inside the 25-yard line, stumbles to the near sideline, and is brought down at the 22. That's a gain of 15 yards on the bubble screen. They'll go with the full house backfield on third and goal from the 1. Samaj Reeves-Smith under center, takes a snap, hands it off. Noah Marshall running left, and he finds his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Mount Tabor. Noah Marshall with his second rushing touchdown tonight, and the Spartans regain the lead.
Now Elliot Trin on for the extra point. Right-footed kicker, good snap and hold. Placement, kick is on the way. It is up, and it is good. And with 9:54 to go in the first half, Mount Tabor regains the lead. They're up 14-7 on West Forsyth.
First down and 10 from the 50. Van Cleek loading up. He's going to fire deep, and the ball is intercepted. It was underthrown. Getting back was the safety, Shamarius Peterkin, and he has it up across the 40, up to the 50-yard line. Still on his feet, up to the 45-yard line of West Forsyth before he is finally brought down.
Van Cleek did not have an interception in any of the first three games. He has two in the first half here tonight. Two wide receivers out to the near side on the right. Hand off, Noah Marshall running left. Has a lot of green in front of him. Now bounces to the outside, inside the 15-yard line, and tripped up as he gets to the 11-yard line.
Elliot Trin, 1-for-1 on field goal attempts this season. He made it from 27. This one is going to be from 37 from the right hash mark. Snap, placement, kick from the right footer is on the way. It has the distance, and it is no good. It missed wide left. Just barely went outside the upright.
Van Cleek in the shotgun.
takes the snap, hands it off. Javonte Long again, steps out of one tackle, now doubles back to the left, and now bursts up the middle. Gets through another tackle across the 35-yard line and finally tripped up at the 40. What perseverance by Javonte Long. Van Cleek again in the shotgun. Play fakes. Swing pass out to the left, has a man, and now along the near sideline and stepping out of bounds after getting that quick burst of speed, making the catch is Micah Hairston. And he gets inside the 30-yard line to the 26. Now on first and goal. Handoff. Mac David stacked up. Works his way through a tackle. And he gets into the end zone. Touchdown, West Forsyth. Mac David with a show of strength. Muscling his way across. And making it a one-point game just before halftime. And now Alejandro Morion on for the extra point to tie things up. Right-footed kicker. Snap placement. Kick is on the way. And it is blasted through. And that will bring us to the end of the first half. In front of a big and lively crowd here at Jerry People Stadium in Clements. And they're being treated to a show so far tonight. Mount Tabor and West Forsyth tied up at 14. West Forsyth on the move near midfield. First and 10 at their own 48. Bounce snap. It's bobbled by Van Cleek. He picks it up and now steps away from a tackle. Now jukes to the inside. Van Cleek across the 40 up to the 35, 30-yard line and finally wrapped up and brought down at the 25-yard line. A broken play turns into a big play for the Titans. Van Cleek from the shotgun takes a helmet high snap, fakes a handoff to Javonte Long, now running right. Van Cleek gets to the outside, now bounces outside and gets into the end zone. Touchdown, West Forsyth. Chris Van Cleek with a beautiful juke move, and he's able to get into the end zone from 22 yards out. Snap placement, kick is up. It is a line drive right into the middle of the Mount Tabor line. So it remains 20-14 as that time Morion just straight up mishit it. This is a stout West Forsyth defense. They have not allowed more than 20 points in any single game this year. That was against Oak Grove in their 37-20 victory. On second and four, Van Cleek keeps it himself, runs up the middle, gets to the outside, now spins out of a tackle and rumbles up to the 41-yard line. Chris Van Cleek with the zone read option. He has been making the right decision every time. On first down, handoff, Javonte Long bounces to the outside, gets inside the 10-yard line, inside the 5, running inside the pylon. Touchdown, West Forsyth. Javonte Long with that burst of speed, able to find the end zone from 16 yards out. Now Alejandro Morion on for the extra point. Snap, placement, kick is up. And this time it is right down the middle and good. Three quarters in the books in Clements. West Forsyth leading Mount Tabor 27-14. And now this West Forsyth crowd trying to reach another level. On fourth down and goal from the 10-yard line. Spartans trying to stay in it. Samaj Reeves-Smith from the pistol. Takes the belt high snap. Drops back to throw. Looks, throws over the middle. It's intercepted. Picked off by West Forsyth at the goal line. Return outside the 10-yard line. And finally a huge shot along the near sideline out of bounds. Isaiah Kimbrough with the interception right at the goal line. On third down and four. Handoff. Mac David gets to the outside. Has the first down and more. Up across the 50-yard line. It's a foot race down the far sideline. Inside the 20. Inside the 10. 5. And he is in. Touchdown, West Forsyth. What a run by Mac David as he goes 59 yards for the score. So Mount Tabor fans start streaming for the exits to make that 8-mile trip back as Morion misses the extra point attempt wide left. And now with 8:10 remaining, it is a 19-point game. West Forsyth up 33-14 over Mount Tabor. Again, Reeves-Smith in the pistol. Looks, fires over the middle. Pass is tipped, and it is intercepted by West Forsyth. Racing over to the far sideline after the deflection, Don Robinson. That's his second INT of the season, the 5'11", 165-pound senior. About a 38-yarder from just inside the left hash mark for the right-footed kicker. Number 92 in the dark gray jersey waits. Snap, good hold, placement down, kick is up. It has plenty of leg, and it is good. Inside the left upright, and with 5:32 to go, Alejandro Morion blasts through a 38-yard field goal to extend the lead to 36-14. What a fun atmosphere here at the Village in Clements. They have been dancing around to the cha-cha slide for the last couple of minutes, bouncing up and down on the metal bleachers here on the near sideline. The cheerleaders also jumping up and down on the track, and the student section gives a loud round of applause at the end of that performance. Out of the pistol on second down and 5, Reeves-Smith play fakes, rolls out, and he's going to get brought down for a sack. Ball popped out at the end, but he was already down by contact. Time expires here at the Village in Clements. And for the sixth time in a row, West Forsyth has defeated Mount Tabor on its home field. 36-14, the Titans down the Spartans to open up Central Piedmont Conference play.